Sure, you test, blah blah blah, so resign, session of heat option, ma'am, October 20th, 1979, on Sunday.
Because no one is going to tolerate by a chotzer that should be posed on Shesarabi. So the male is considered as if it is not posed, since it is destined to be blacked off on the side of Shesarabi, so the male is considered as if it is already bummed. So the male, in case of chotzer, he could force the other shochun to reimburse him on the basis of anoy. Masha'in came by Biko, you do not say that it's destined to be blacked off on the side of the Shisarabim also. Because many people think that the Bnei Shisarabim are not in a position to look at the Koma anyway. So it could not be considered as if it already been blacked off on the fourth side. So the male sins by chotzer, so we are sure that on the fourth side where it is now poets, in the long run it will be blacked off. So the male is considered to have received the benefit from these three mechitzes. Even though the fourth side is still poets, but in another day or another week it will be so. So the male, the one who built on three sides in the chitzeh, accorded the shochun a certain benefit. So the mele, he is entitled to reimbursement on the basis of the halacha of the imnenes mishalmes mashenenes. So there is a special halacha that if one person supplies a certain benefit to another person, so the beneficiary, the one who gets the benefit, is mechuyev to pay for the benefit. So by chotzer, even though on the fourth side it is now pogut, he still could enforce reimbursement on the basis of men. Masha'in came back because, so we cannot say it's destined to have a mechitze in the near future on the fourth side. Because many people are not makpid. She yishavim liodom she makpidim listin nechneged reshesara. Alright. So, but then the question arises, even by Biko, since we are dealing here with a Biko of Mokim Sheno Agulide, so Mele, without recourse to the Aloche of Nahanoi, of paying for Hanoi, let him enforce reimbursement, because suppose he would call him Ledin before he built the Mechitze, so then he certainly could force him. So Mele, now that he built, let him again enforce reimbursement for what he could have enforced before if he had called him with him. So now that he didn't call him with him, let him share the expenses on the basis of Mokim Shenoah Rikdeya. So even Bibiko, so one can force the other to participate in the expenses. So the Balamoye, so that's the point at issue between the Balamoye and Rashi. Because Rashi applies the Mishneh to a standing, because in the case, according to Rashi, in the case of Mokim Shenuagulik Day, so then there wouldn't be any machleke between Tanekame and Rav Yitzi, because then he would be able to enforce reimbursement on the basis of his chuskriyeh. So what difference does it make whether he calls him within before he builds or he calls him within after he builds? Whatever he could enforce before, he could enforce now. That's according to Rashi. But the Balamoyer is ready. And it seems that most Rishayim agree with Rashi and Achilik and Balamoyer. But what's the story of Balamoyer? So Balamoyer's story is, if he had called him Ledin before he started to build, then he could be capable because of his first career. So by Biko Mokim Shenoagul Migdeya, so then Hezek Kriya is also Ishmei Hezek. By Biko, even by Biko, Hezek, if it's Mokim Shenoagul Migdeya, so Hezek Kriya is Hezek. Hezek Kriya or Ahinore, whatever it is. So then Hezek Kriya is Hezek. But since he didn't call him within, so then the other Shochan can say, had you called me within, then I would have been able to reach a settlement with you. I would have been able to reach an agreement with you to build a lesser mechitzah than the minigamot. So the Mele, he cannot enforce what he would have enforced had he called him with him before. Because it's possible that if he had called him with him before, so then there would have been a lot of discussion between the two Shechemim, and then he would have been able, the other Shoch maybe he would have been able to prevail upon the Shoch not to build such an expensive mechitzah. So the Mele, he cannot enforce reimbursement on the basis of the schuskvie that applies to a walking shadow of, but the reimbursement can only be enforced on the basis of nene. So when is a chayach nene? If he gives him the protection. But if he doesn't give him the protection, he's still posed, he's still open, exposed to the hezekriye that I inherit, or of the male shisarabi. So Mimele, he can say, I'm not nene, I didn't get any benefit. What kind of benefit do I get? Why? I am protected against your gazing. But in the Bishe, I'm not protected. There are 100 people from the Bishus Rabbi who are still in a position to stop. As they are walking in the Bishus Rabbi, they can stop for 10 minutes and keep on gazing. So the Mele, he's not nene. At least he can say I'm not nene. So he cannot enforce reimbursement. But if the same thing had happened in the chotzer, so suppose he would set up mechitzes, Reuben would set up mechitzes between his lot and Shimon's lot, but on one side Shimon would still be exposed to the hezekriyeh of the Bnei Mishisarabi, so then he would be able to enforce reimbursement on the basis of what aloche, on the basis of nene, not on the basis of the schuskriyeh. Because according to Balamoyer, when is there a schuskriyeh? If he calls in Levin before he starts building. But if he calls in Levin after he built, he cannot enforce. There is no kriyeh. Because he can say, had you called me Levin, I would have managed to prevail upon you that you shouldn't build such an expensive thing. But in case of Chotzer, he wouldn't have been able to enforce reimbursement on the basis of Nene, not on the basis of the Schuskvie. Because as far as Schuskvie is concerned, the Marmoya Shiti is, he can only be Kefe if he calls him Levin before he builds. So then, he calls him Levin, and so if he tries to reach an agreement with him, alright, so he tries, and if he doesn't succeed, so then he can be Kefe. But after he builds, he can all, the other shock, he can always say, had you called me Levin, I wouldn't have been able to prevail. So it's your fault. But by Chotzer, he would be able to enforce a certain kind of reimbursement on the basis of that. Not on the basis of this was created in Chotzer. But why on the basis of Nene, even though at the moment he's still exposed to the Zikriye? Because by Chotzer we say that it's destined to have another mechitzah that will block off the fourth side, the presently exposed side. So the Mele, it is considered as if it is already blocked off. Mashiach came by Bikor, there is no such presumption that it is destined to be blocked off. So maybe it will always be exposed. So the Mele, he can say, I'm not there. That's the shikir of the body. El, so he says, we will meet Chilotov in the name of the Lord in the Chaymes. El, we will see him a man. We go to the Asad. We call, we should say, we day no. She in the Chaymes, that Nino was his Chilik, Mama, she got a kid, she been a living. Actually, hey, show me that Nino, Margo, the Chayso. We more man, we go to the Asad Dalet. We said, we should say, Rabbi, oh, she, if we meet out the Chayso, we go to the without the Chayso, we go to the Asad. On the basis of which Allah, not on the basis of the Suskriya, because it's a Mokim Shinagori. That is out. There is no reimbursement on the basis of the Suskriya. Because as far as that Sus is concerned, so the other Mikkel can say, had you called me Levin, I would have reached an agreement with you for a lesser price. But if he was makif on all four sides, then he can enforce a reimbursement on the basis of money. There is a lot of money that if Reuven accords a benefit, supplies a benefit to Shimon, so Shimon has to pay for the benefit. That's the halacha. So, on that basis, he would be able to enforce a certain kind of reimbursement. But the question is, what is the scope of the reimbursement that one is able to enforce on the score of men? So, more before Ashmaiti, we tell the camera of his, Upavishne, so Ravune, Ikimenaye, Kanekam, and so about becoming Bizot, Umay Taime, Shomri Bizot, Mitlishe Godro, Midaite, Vilitores, Havere, Mitrilo, Lidere, Bishor Shegoda, Nifichot Yochelim Ale, Iluitan Mitrilo, Honisitorea, Lohobi, Kan Bizot, Vivishazu Motsupe, Yetzea, Michelin Motsu, Vikes Lavoni, Vikeshon Biko, or Vikoni, or Vidomashon Suk, in Buchre, Tapse, the Achem said, Damun Telekam Kabit, Muti to Treveis, Yopatachte in them Zoi, very, Rabiesi Sova, Hatu in Mashigota, Vadimiti to Treveis, Yopo, the Minikam Mine, the Apo Pisho Tova is in there, Ime. בתחילו, בשעור שגודה אין חי שישי ניקח, וכשגודה המקי בסקר, ויקושקים, אם הוא מדניקה וגודה סביז, וגודה עדיין תהיה מחלאי. So, according to Ramoye, even according to Ravune, and Rabiez, we pass by Rabiez, not like Tanekame. So, the reason is why the Nikkev has to pay is not on the basis of the Sfuskriya because it's a Mokim Shemagavidya. There is no payment on the basis of the Sfuskriya. Payment on the basis of the Sfuskriya is only Shayach according to Lamoya, whether it's Chotzer or Biko, Mokim Shemagavidya. So payment on the score of the Sfuskriya is only Shayach if he calls the other Shochan, Ledin, before he builds. But if he calls him Ledin after he builds, there is no payment on the score of the Sfuskri. Because the other shop, the Nikkev can say, had you called me with him before, I would have convinced you that we don't have to build a gedar in the concert with the Kambin. So, but the payment, even Alibid Rabiesi, even according to Rabiesi, and according to Rabune, Alibid Rabiesi, would be only on the score of Nene. But the question is, on the score of Nene, how much is he obligated to pay on the score of Nene? So, according to Rav Yune, there is a machlok between Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi, he passed by Rabbi Yisi. So Rabbi Yisi, according to Rav Yune, Rabbi Yisi says, on the score of Nene, he has to pay according half 50% of the expenses involved in the specific Kinsel that was built. That was built because that is annoying. That is annoying. And then, but Tanikame says, no, the Nikkev can say, I am not deriving. Let's say, he built the Kinsel of God, and that's the Minikam Dini, God. And that costed $100. So the Nikkev can say, according to Tanikame, I didn't divide a $50 benefit, I mean $100 benefit together with you, that means my share is $50 because I want to be protected, true. I want to be protected, but I could have affected protection by building a cheap mechitza of Mekan Bizur for $10, not $100 mechitza. So the mayor, my benefit is only $5. Half of the mechitze that could have given me protection. This is what I can say. Upamish, Rabuni, if I die in summer, they call it Bizet. All right, my time is Bizet, because we die. All right. Then he says, Urchiebara, Parishne, Proteperush, according to Chiebara, that even Il ben rapiez, says only we can be say, or Sultanekame, says something else. So what is the machlekes of that few shekels? Now we see that the Balamoye is not gay or does not have the same gear say that we have in our text. Because in our text, we have four shekels. Now we see that Rashi was gay as the fourth lotion and not the third lotion. And you'll see from Balamoye that he's here as the third lotion and not the fourth lotion. So, Chile Bara, Parish the Kote Berushi. Perish Rishin, Kedinaye, Mikanimze, Tanikamu, Sovaragan, Tire Bazune, Du Pokas Mikanimze, Ey, Mikanimze, Le, O Rabiesi, Mikanimze, the time of Rabiesi. So what is the time of Rabiesi? I'll leave it to the Chile Bara, that only Mikanimze, so is the same explanation as the time of the Tanikame according to Rabun. Vitali Rabbi Yishon Bezim, Barit Lo Vitalekam, the second Roshim, the Pei Vishen, Gishay, Roshim Rosh Tishis, Iki Benay, Kikei Yishon Gona Bitchilo Agim Uruchz, Uboi Moridi, Upo Trubes, in other words, that at first he built, Reuven built, three Mechitzes, leaving the fourth side of Shimon and Kepek's fault, to the Ebnei Rishus Arab. So, at first in Tishre, Reuven built just three Mechitzes. And then he called him with him. And then somebody Bezin said to Shimon, you don't have to pay anything. Because you didn't get any protection. You are still exposed to the hezek by the Bnei Rishus Arab. And there is no guarantee that on the fourth side the Mechitzah will ever be built by Chotzeah, so there is a presumption. It's destined to be built. But here by Bikon, there is no such guarantee, so maybe you're not getting any protection. So in Mele, so in Kishre, based in Paschim, the Chimen doesn't have to pay. Then in Kisle, so who decided he'll build the Mechitza on the fourth side. Now then, he calls, so Ruben again called Chimen to Bezin. And this time he says, now you are certainly protected. You cannot say you're not protected. You are protected. Why? Because the fourth side, there is also a Mechitza. I also built it from Mechitza. So Mele, I want you to share in the expenses of all the four mechitzes. So Tanakami says, no, Bezin will only tell you, you have to share in the expenses of the four mechitzes. But the three mechitzes, you don't have to share. Why? Because the Tanakami holds, according to Chiye Bara, Kondi. שמעת אשר בתחו בזן התחילו קום דין, רבי יסי סוב אחוד עוד דיני, והרי כשבקוד עם התחילו מדל דרוכס, הוא מדל דרוכס עקב, לא להכין להכין אלי מקור, אה, נאר, where do we have that מחלקס, we have it in Yevomis, we have that מחלקס. Between רבה ואת רבי יומי, whether קום דיני או הוד עוד דיני. Let's say there are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, and he has no children. So then, his wife is nifeles to Shimon, the brother. Either Shimon gives a chlitze, or Shimon is niyav. So the halacha is, that he cannot be niyav her, Shimon cannot be niyav her, until 3 months expire after the death of Reuven. Because of the possibility, maybe she's Mubaris. And then she'll give birth to a viable child, a Ben Kayome. So Mimele, so it will be Muchach, who is Baril in Afreya, that she was not Fukolim. So Mimele, it's a Nisarofi Shesach. So because of that, so the Chachomim or Misake, that she has to wait 3 months. In all situations, even if we know that she's not Mubaris. Because of that possibility. Now, but the question, suppose they did not comply, Shimon did not comply with the deed, and he was miyavim her immediately. And then she gave birth to a son. She gave birth the woman gave birth, so he is called Yov. I'm sorry, he is called Sofik. The son that she gives birth to is a Sofik. Now, let's say the son is born, let's say, 7 months after Shimon was young, Eishes old. So it's a possibility that this son that was born is the Yovel son. But there is a possibility, maybe the son is a Ben Tisha, and she was already Muberes when her husband died. So we don't know, she had a son. We don't know whose son he is, the Sofik. Whether the Sofik is the son of the deceased brother of Reuven, or he's the son of Shimon, of the Yom. Now then, so then suppose years pass by and the state of the deceased brother was not settled as yet. And now they come to settle the estate of the deceased brother of Reuven. So if they come to Bezdin, so what will Bezdin pass me? Bezdin pass me, Momen Amut of the Sofik Chelkin, one is not anymore Mosek. So in other words, so the Sofik is staying, the Sofik, not that he knows, no one knows. So the Sofik is staying. I am the son of Reuven, and I am the son of Reuven, and my mother was not Stukolim. It was even Israel, even involved in Israel of Eshesach. And the Yovan, Shimon says, also Misafi, no, you are my son, Samimele. So I am entitled to the estate of the brother of the deceased brother, and you are not entitled to anything. So the halacha is, when they come to Bezdin, so the halacha is that they divide the estate of whom? So then the Gemara says, then Sofik ubnei Yovan shebo'u lachrei b'nichse Yovan. Now then, so there was one psak din by Bezdin that they both divide the estate of Reuven. So the Sofik gets half and Shimon gets it, because no one is any more Mosek than the other. Then years pass by, and the Yovan, Shimon also died. And Shimon has other sons, whose pedigree is known. And then when Shimon dies, so then, Sofik of New York, Shepo Lachle Binichse Yovan, So then, years later, when Shimon died, and Shimon has sons whose pedigree is determined, and then, so they want to get to take the whole estate of Shimon, because they are his sons. But then, this time, so the Sofik also comes to Bezdin, and he said, no, I might be a son of your father. So they come again to Bez. So Sofik of Neyog, Shabolach, Nechiyog, 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 Mamre, Aiser, Ayed, Achunat. They Ushkei, so the Neyog says, we are certainly sons of Shimon. There's no doubt as to whether you are the son of Shimon, that is in question. So, why should you divide the estate of Shimon together with us? Our relationship, our pedigree is determined, we are sons. We are a Vada, but you are his only guest whether you are here. So, Mimele, you cannot take anything in the estate of Shimon unless you produce evidence. So in other words, in Sofik makes me the Vada. But then the Sofik is also smart. He says, Omo Sofik, Manashaikh, Yahuchenano, hopefully not if I die. Now we don't know whether I am father of yours or not. We don't know. Think about it. I mean, whether I am a father of yours or not, that we don't know. But one thing is sure, that I'm entitled to something. One is, there are two alternatives. Either I am the son of Shimon, I am the son of the same father that you have. So then, if this is the case, that I am the son of Shimon, then let Shimon's estate be divided into equal parts. And I should get the same portion, they say, that each one of you gets. But what's the other alternative? The other alternative is that I am not a son of Shimon, because I am a ben Shiva of Ruben. V'ba mitznano, hovu l'palge, dipolak apuchem ba'adoi. So then, why don't you make a refund to me? Because if I am the Bar Mitzvah, so that means that, let's say, 7 years ago, or 10 years ago, when your father took 50% of woman's estate, so he was not entitled to 50% of woman's estate. I was entitled to the whole 100%. So in other words, and the Gemara has reference to the case where the estate, or where the estate of Shimon is much larger than the estate of Reuben. So he says, Mimonimshach, I'm entitled to something. Either you give me an equal portion in Shimon's estate, and if you say, no, you are not our brother, so then I am the son of Reuben. So then your father, 7 years ago, was not entitled to the 50%. Why don't you refund it to me? So I mean, this is a very strong time. So in other words, so he's entitled to whatever is less, you see. So I'm entitled to whatever is less. So he says, Rababe Omar Kondi. So Rababe said, no, he's not entitled to anything. Neither an equal portion in an equal chelek with the sons of Shimon in Shimon's estate, nor a refund of the head of Reuben's estate. Why? Because there is a halacha of Kondi. Bezdin already 7 years ago, Bezdin already passed it, that he is entitled, that Shimon was entitled to 50% of Reuben's estate. That cannot be upset. Pesach Bezdin cannot be upset. Even though now there is a new situation, and because of the new situation, it should be upset. So there is a halacha that Kondi, a Pesach Bezdin, cannot be upset. Cannot be upset. That doesn't mean that if Bezdin passes and then they find out that they made a toyes, so that they cannot reverse the decision. Of course, if it turns out that they made it toyes, whether they made it toyes because they made it toyes in judgment, in deen, or they made it toyes because the evidence was false, so then of course we do not say komdine. Then Bezdin is mechuyev to reverse the judgment. But here, no mistake was made, but because of a new situation developed. So Rabbi says, if there is no mistake in the original Psak Din, but a certain Baldin becomes entitled to something because of the development of a new situation, so then we say, Kondin. We cannot upset and reverse a previous judgment by this. It's another question, whether it's in the Raisa or in the Rabbonot. But that's not the game. Anyway, Rabbi says that it's a halacha of Kondin. There is a halacha of Kondin. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omar Hodadin. Now, there is a machlokes l'shem, how we pass in that machlokes, whether like Rabbi or like Rabbi Yirmiyahu. The Rambam passes like Rabbi, that Kondin. And Rabbi Ephraim passes like Rabbi Yirmiyahu, that Kondin. So, what is the machlokes here in Yibames? As to whether, when Bezdin passes a certain deal between two parts, and Bezdin passes and the Psak was correct under the circumstances, at that time. And then a new situation developed here. Then the young died, children died, so a new situation developed. And because of the new situation, so the rights of one of the Baldim changed, was affected. So one Mandoma says, Hodadine, that Bezin has to readjust its original psakdin according to the new situation that developed, and one says, no, continent. Bezin cannot change the psakdin on account of the new situation that it developed. Oh, so he says, the second Russian, Upir Sheini, Shein or Shin or Shinshi. Ikimnaye, Kibishwagoda Mitrio, El Aibu Ruches, Uboim Ridin, Upotru Bezin, Miahashin Shapot, Miruach Viz, Akin Oma Bibola Saviz, Vizin Ridin, Vihidru Bezin, Tanikrame Sova, Riviz, the Hashi Yoyle, according to Hilbarab. So the Kame says he only has to pay for the fourth side, but in regard to the Friedrichites, so there was already a psakdin that he doesn't have to share any expenses. So the Mele, so it's convenient. Tanekame agrees with Ababe. The Rabbi Yisis of Hodor, like Rabbi Yisis, which he got a mitchilo, mitalet ruches, galdim lolo besaki, ויואיבלי אפילו אחרימי דמיקורי ופירשמישי. Then there is a third motion. The fourth motion he doesn't have. The Balamoya was here as the third motion. Rashi was here as the fourth motion, the third motion now. And Balamoya was here as the third motion and the fourth motion now. ופירשמישי ניקב ומקי וכבנאי תלכם לסוב התאי מדומד ניקב מגל ומסק. So Tanakhama says only when there is a Giludas that he approves of that Shvach that Ruben did, that the Makim did. Avon of Makim. Revis Yoyevlei, Achin Eloyoy. So, in other words, what's the deal saying, the third Rosh? Now you know. We boy say maki me give you night. Come so what I don't think call Zaki. I will maki in the nation you have made the peace. But made the peace that I come is made. That the Nikit has to pay. Made the peace. Why? Because he's Nen. So Moravshah, why shouldn't he pay for the first three Nikites? Because of Kondine. So again, so because of Kondine. Tamisov time you don't need to be done sake. Because I died in Michale, I will not make it, so the bees yoile, Achine Loyoil, Michel Time Damino the Yeel, Kondine. Now the question is this. So Tanakhama says, Omat Maki is Rebi is Yoyle, Achine lo Yoyle. Why? Because of Komdine. So, Monipsha, if we say Komdine, that once Bezdin passed, the Psagdin cannot be upset. So, Hindu, if Omat Nike, so go and die to the Michael. But what? It's Komdine. What difference does it make whether Omat Nike or Omat Maki? If it's on the basis of Komdine, in other words, that we don't upset, basically is not to upset its own Sagdi. So because of that, if it's not at Maki, we got ourselves, so the Nikkev only has to pay for the fourth. He has to contribute towards the expenses involved in the fourth Mechitze. But in the first three Mechitzes, not. Even though according to the present situation, he should contribute. But we don't upset the original Sagdi. So even with Ahmad Nikkev, But Bezin already passed it in Tishrei that he doesn't have to pay for the first three mechitzes. So what if in Kislev the Nikev was on up and he built the fourth mechitzes? So the answer is When do we say Kondine? Even after the new situation developed, so it still remains that the original psak was correct and sound. So then Rav Abba says, Kondine. Mashainke. So in the case of Omer Maki because of this, so there is no indication that he really in his heart, the Nike, approved of what the Maki did in Tishri. Only thing is, true, he did not approve, but he gets a certain protection now, benefit, so he should pay for the benefit. So we say, since at the time, in Tishri, so then he did not get any benefit. So Meile he was not mechuyev to pay. Only now he is getting the benefit. So that means that even now the original decision by Bezdin was correct. Mashiach came. So Meile we say Kondine. Mashiach came from Kislev. So the Nike build the mechitza on the fourth side. So that indicates that he was always happy with the mechitzes that the Maki built. So this is an indication that in Tishrei he was happy with the three mechitzes. Otherwise, he wouldn't in Teves build the mechitza the fourth time. So Mimele, so it's a growing Yerushalayim Afreya that the Psagdin of Bezdin was grounded in an error. Not that Bezdin did not pass him the way it should have passed him. Bezdin should have passed him the way it passed him, because they didn't know that the Nikev approved of the Mechitzes. But now that the Nikev in Teves built the Mechitz on the fourth side, so we know now that the Psagdin by Bezdin in Tishre was bounded in an error. Was bounded in an error. Suppose, let's say, Reuven claims $1,000 from Shimon, and then that Shimon borrowed from him $1,000, and the producer says, "He would testify. Who testified?" So Bezdin passes that Shimon has to pay $1,000 to Reuven, and then a few months later, so it turns out that they was already sheker. Let's say they were nizer, or it turns out it is shown that they were already sheker. So then Rabbi wouldn't say come dine, even though they acted according to the din, because after all, I mean, how could they know? How could Bez know that they were already sheker? But since in Teves they idim amizem, so then it's inspired that the psagdin of Bez was grounded in an error and a mistake. So then we don't say come dine. When we say come dine, if only in the case where as a result of the new situation, the rights of the party is changed, is affected. But even after the new situation develops, we still say that the psagdin was not grounded in any error. Then we say, Kondine. Mashiach came in the case where the Nikev built the mechitza on the fourth side, so then it turns out that the original psagdin was grounded in an error. Because Bezdin had to assume that the Nikev did not approve. Now it turns out that the Nikev originally approved. So maybe we cannot say Kondine. This is what I said. So he's not there as the fourth Roshi. So, in other words, so there is no Roshi in our Gemara according to which Rabbi Yisi is more Mekel than the Tanakam. But the Gemara in Molokame assumes like the fourth Roshi here. But the Balamoya wasn't here as the fourth Roshi. The Gemara in Molokame assumes the Tanakam theory, that Tanakam is more Machmir than Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi is the one, according to the Gemara in Molokame, Rabbi Yisi is the one who says that he is only obligated to pay if the Nikev built the Mechitza on the fourth side. But if the Makiv built the mechitza on the fourth side, then he's not obligated to pay. The Rav Yossi says, and Tanakami is the one who says that regardless who built the mechitza on the fourth side, whether the nikah or the maki, so he still has to pay. So according to Moran Volkame, so Tanakami is the machmir, Rav Yossi is the maker. And here, according to all Rishenes, Rav Yossi is the machmir, and Tanakami is the maker. So he says, so maybe he says, והשתה קיימו מהם כרבון, וכרב יזי, הילקח מחייב ליזי הכי, ולפימה שכל רב יקר, לא ישתה בו למיקר, לא ישתה בו למקר, לא ישתה בו לסכון כך, והכן זין לא ידים, לא ישתה שזין לא ידים בגדר השום ישחו חסר בגדר הרביז, והכן חוזר לזין לא ידים, ואילו מגרו לסקר, ועוד עדים, והרב ומפחה עם זהו, פוסק שמעגי עם זהו, ותנוף לרבה ורבי אמיה, פרק החילס, רבי אמיה, נאמר עוד את הנה ועדה Alright, so the Rambam passes like a rabbi, the company, but it's not really it does. Anyway, this is how the Balamoyer explains the Gemara. With all the machines. Now Rashi says, and it comes so that, me release Yoyle in God Romaki, our mayor Shane is. לא יועילי, שכבר יוצא מהם זכאי בפסל, שהוינו שום יומים רבים, ולא יועילו לי. So, what does Rashi mean by זכאי בפסל? So, it's מסתבר, that Rashi means, completely, שכבר יוצא זכאי בפסל. Let's see what Teisa says on this Rashi. שני או שלישי סלוי, או אם הרי, דהיינו תיימא, דלכו אדום שלו ימסאי אל הרביז, על מנס שיוגודו מדלת וחסר. So that's a pshat. And according to the Baal HaMoyah, the Baal HaMoyah calls it out. He says, because in Tishrei, when Reuven the Maki built the three mechitzes, he called Chimen Levin the Nikev. And then Beis Din passed from the Chimen and Nikev is not required to pay. So he spells it out that this Gemara has reference to the case where there was already a pshat din before the fourth mechitze was built. The mechitze on the fourth side was built. But according to Tezves, it's the time is something else. Because they will hold on showing the Sayyid al-Revis al-Menashe Godom Midal Vechiz. So in other words, he already expressed his approval that for the fourth side. So Mele is high. So even if he wasn't called with him, so it doesn't make any difference whether called with him or not called with him. But Rashi apparently agrees with the Pshat of Ramboyer, so according to Rashi, the Gemara has reference to the case where it was called Wundi. Now, Teisa says the Kashi against Rashi, we couldn't respire in Shnaf the Pi, Shekvoyotom Nashri Shomibesin Zakai, Dagoy, Uktas Koshi, Vimkein Gambirvis Yotze Zakir, Atefachach, and Atam. So it is obvious that Teisa did not understand, Dagoy, did not understand Rashi. That Rashi applies the Gemara to a case where Reuven, when he built the mechitzas on the three sides, he called Shimon and Nikev for Din and Beis Din Paskin. Because if the Gemara had reference, if Tesis had understood that Rashi has reference to the case, that Rashi applies the Gemara to a case, as the Baal HaMoyah. upon the meaning of community. Or because the Asamu say that the halacha of Komdine does not depend on that if there was a psakdin. Even if there was no psakdin in the morning once. In other words, but suppose it had been submitted to Bezin at the time when they divided the estate of Reuben in the case of the Levites. Suppose there wouldn't be Psagdin by Bezin, but they on their own divided the estate of Reuben. So some say in such a case, even Rav Abba would be made there, that it's all of him. When does Rav Abba say that comes in there only if it was submitted to Bezin originally? But some say no. So either the Tesis, the Hagoyim Tesis, did not understand Rashi, that Rashi means the halacha of Komdine, or maybe the Agoye understood that Rashi means the halacha of Komdine. But the Agoye agrees with the Rishenim who say that Rav Abba says they are Komdine even if he didn't call them. But if Tesis had understood Rashi, that Rashi explains the Gemara exactly the same way as the Balamoya, and the Balamoya spells it out only that the halacha of Komdine is only shayach if it was submitted to Bezin. So in many cases, the Agoye will test the Tash. Alright. Now, the Mohammeds. Kotov is Ramoy. Mastisa Magid Habir Shoyo Chaitu Ligoda. Peshin Goda Hachitzin. Who are Makis, Bailey, Winat, and Manik? Oh, Makis, Yeshu, Hoshi, in King Hong Kong, the Kate Sadu, Kame, Hogi Beast, the Highway, Sashman, the Hose, is in Hose Hai. So, according to Rashi, you see, the Balmoyer explains like Rashi that the mission of a Makis is reference to the case where the Makis build the Mechitzes between his lap and his lots and the Nikif's lot. Because Tesis in Lokame applies the Mishneh to the case where the Maki built the Mechitzes between his lots and the Rishis Rabbi. So the Melech, the Nikif, is for them. So the Ramban, you see, he agrees with Tesis in Lokame. But the Ramoya agrees with Rashi that the Maki built the Mechitzes between his lots and the Nikif's lot. So the Melech asks, how does the Gemara even have a halakh that the Tanakhama that says, Hovi Bis is Mechayvnes, Shmam Nezenen is in the Chosachaye? So the Gemara assumes that there is a case, that in this Mishnah it's a case of Zenen is in the Chosachaye, Bishleim, we apply the Mishnah to the Chitzes that are built between the Makif's lands, the Chitzes lands. And the Rishis Rabbim. So then we understand that why the Gemara assumed that it's a case of Zenan and Zenachosa. Because why did he set up the Mechitzes between the Rishis Rabbim and his lands? In order to protect himself against the Shem Rebbe of the Rishis Rabbim. So in many ways he's considered Zenachosa. But according to Balamoya, the Mechitzes were set up between the Makif and the Nikif. So why did he build Mechitzes between the Makif and the Nikif? In order to protect himself against the Nikif. So in other words, so he lost money, he spent money because of the Nikif. So how could the Gemara have a halakh that Zenan is a chosad and it's certainly Zenan is a chosad? And then the Gemara says, Shana also. The Gemara came to Israel. So according to the Ramban, Shiten, Tesis, Pshat, that the Mechitzes was set up between the Makif lots and the Rishis Rabbim, so it's still considered Zenan and Zechosa, because as a result of the existence of the Nikif, so the perimeter is increased. If the Nikif hadn't been in between, so then the perimeter would be less. Now that the Nikif pushed himself in the middle, so the melee, the perimeter is large. So Oh, maybe it's considered chisoin. So the Gemara used the washing. Abraham to be a kibi is here. But according to Rashi, the Gemara should say Abraham to be kolayekev, not the kibi is here. Because all the mechitzes were built because of the nikkev. It's not that the perimeter was enlarged because of the nikkev. But all the mechitzes was built because of the nikkev. So he said, אם כן יכול להיות שזה מבוא כמה עובדים בשמחה לשמיד זה נכון לכל עושה החייב פעם מן המוס הוא רבי יסו מקי פותח פעם זה נהנה וזה שמע מנו זה נהנה וזה לכל עושה פותח ואם הגן הבינו לבין לא משמע איזה כשלי יהיה היו זה נהנה וזה נכון עושה פעם הוא מחס לי ומעזיקי שלא יקוד על זה רובין זה מקי אום מפולם ומחיצס אהו מפני שהוא מעזיקי בקוז שימן מזמזיקי וניקי מזמזיקי ואם תאימה מפני שיוכל עם הרי הוא יקידם אותו Because Shimon can say to Ruben, the Nikit can say to the Maki, Hoi Yochlima, Hoi Wikidamto, it's lack to Hezek, Mimcho, it is of law. No, because he can tell him, too, you lost money. But why did you build the Mechitzes? Because you wanted to protect me? I mean, it's not that you are so good to me that you wanted to protect me. You, Shimon, the Nikit can say to Ruben, the Maki, you built, I mean, it is obvious that. You didn't try with building the mechitzes to protect me against your hezekiah. You build the mechitzes in order to protect yourself against my hezekiah. So the male, the Gemara assume that that's called zenene v'zene chosea. In other words, what would be zenene v'zene chosea only when a person, when the supplier of the benefit is sustains the loss because of the benefit accorded to the beneficiary. But he sustains the loss because he wants to accord the benefit for himself, but adabuche, there is a benefit accorded to the beneficiary of another person, so that's not considered chosa. So he said, ואם תאמר שיוך לא אמר, כל יום קדמת ושלחת להדק, ממחו, אין נזוק כבר, ואם פני שאני נהל מבק נסחו שאולי סומזיק איסי, שאולי סומזיק איסי, אבל מה זה כבר הרכס עצמי? אבל מה זה כבר הרכס עצמי? אבל משום שאני לא עושה, בגד הזה, משם ורגל שאולי ששחה בי, הוא שקורא איסי, זה נהל וזה לחוסר. In other words, because even though Shimon can say, the Rambam, the Balamoya holds, that Shimon, the Niket, can say to Ruben, it's a case of Zenene Zelechosa. Even though you sustained the loss of $100, but you didn't spend $100 in order to accord me a benefit. You sustained the loss of $100 in order to protect yourself. And Mimele, you cannot be considered as a Chosa. Why? Because there is a Halochea for a Matipa. There is very sharp wonders in this Ramban, because there is a halacha of a mazik l'achas. And even though there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbono as to whether a mazik l'achas atzmei or a nidik l'achas atzmei, but as far as in the case of Gira Delay, so even Rabbi Yisi is made it, that a mazik l'achas atzmei. So what does it mean? If a mazik l'achas atzmei, so that means if there are two. Now, here we are discussing a mokim shenu agulikdeh. So, by mokim shenu agulikdeh, so even by biko hezik v'yishmeh, by stam biko hezik v'yishmeh, but by mokim shenu agulikdeh, so hezik v'yishmeh, so the male, it's considered jira delay. And if it's jira delay, so everybody agrees that we say, our mazik l'ach kesatzmei. So the male, if it's our mazik l'ach kesatzmei, and suppose, now Ruben is Mazik, the Nikkev, Ruben is the Maki, and Shimon is the Nikkev. So Ruben, since it's a Mokim Shenoah Gulikdeh, so Ruben is considered the Mazik of Kira Doei, of Shimon. Now, it is true that Shimon is also a Mazik of Ruben, but suppose, so mainly because they are both Maziking each other, so mainly they have to share the expenses. But suppose one would be a mazik to Ezekiel, and the other one would not be a mazik to Ezekiel. So that the one who is a mazik and who is not a nizek, he would have to pay all the expenses for the machitza. For example, where we balagag in the balachotza. So the halacha is, that the balagag is mechuyev to build the machitza completely, because the balagag doesn't have any particular time when he goes out on the roof. So the melee is considered a mazik, and the balachotza is not considered a mazik. So in the case of two shechem, one is a balagag and one is a balachotzea, so who has to spend all the money on the whole mechitzah? The balagag. So the melee, in the case of where both are mutually mazik each other, so as in our case, where it's in a big or mokim sheno agolim there. So the melee, they are entitled, so they are both mechuyev to pay. But it doesn't mean that essentially one is mechuyev to pay only 50% of the expenses. Since in the case of balagag and balachotza, so the balagag is mechuyev to spend all the expenses in order to prevent himself being mazik, the balachotza, so even in the case of two contiguous owners of bikkurim, so then they are both mechuyev to build. So it doesn't mean that essentially one is mechuyev to pay only 50%. Suppose one would be a mazik and the other one not a mazik. So then the one who is a mazik is mechuyev to pay 100% of the mechitzah, the expenses of the mechitzah. So even if they are both mazikim, so it's only a schus that one nizek acquires against the other mazik. But each one's chayiv essentially is a chayiv to build the mechitzeh by himself. But since each one has a chayiv to build the mechitzeh by himself, so why should each one build the mechitzeh by himself and build two mechitzehs and they should spend money? So they get a schus to divide the expenses. But essentially, the obligation is to pay all the money that is involved in setting up a mechitzeh that will preclude everything. Some mele, the Hava Minel Bimore was that this is considered a case of Zenene Vize Loichosa. Zenene Loichosa. Even though the Makif is certainly a Choser, the answer is, the makiv essentially is mechuyev to sustain the whole loss. And if it just happens that he doesn't have to sustain the whole loss. Why? Because the other one is also a mazik. Suppose Shimon would be a blind person and he couldn't look into Reuven's bikkurim. And Reuven is not blind. So what would halacha be? At that time, Reuven would have to spend all the money in building the chitzeh, and Shimon wouldn't have to participate. The fact is that Shimon is not blind. So because of that, he acquires his chus to share the expenses. But essentially, the obligation of Reuven is to spend all the money that is necessary to prevent Hezekiah on his part to Shimon. So in many ways, Shimon can say to Reuven, true, you spend $100, but you are mechuyev essentially to spend $100 in order to make sure that you shouldn't be a mazik of Hezekiah. So in many ways, the chisson that you sustain is a chisson that you are obligated to sustain, essentially. So in many ways, it should be considered as an erizal choser. That true essentially his obligation is, if necessary, to pay all the expenses. But the fact is that Shimon is not blind. And if Shimon is not blind, so in many ways, Shimon acquires his schus against Reuven that he should share the expenses. And Reuven spent $100 when he was actually obligated I'll begin to pay only $50. So anyway, the other 50 that Reuven spent, so he's a choser, that is the terrors of the man. So he says, Vim te nam tish yochalim alei, hoi ubi kidam to vislach to hezik, میخواه این ازا کنه وی بیپنه این شامینه نه به زیخی سخاشو ایسی مازی کنیسی با اما مازی که هرکس هستنه ایو میشه میشه همه آسه دیگه دازه میشه به دیگه شو میشه سقه بیمو شکاقوی ایسی زنه نویزا به خواسته صدا بوارد نه از من افکت in the course of his asoge and the balaboye he really explains the whole longness he points out a whole longness of the balaboye and in the Rambam and from this Rambam it's mashma there is no doubt that the havamin of the more esyon that the case where the makif sets up mechitzes between himself and Nike so it's the havamin of the more as the match in Esyum, that it's a case of Zenem is a Chosea. Even though it is Chosea, the answer is, whatever is Chosea is obligated to be Chosea. But the question is, he's not obligated to be Chosea 100%, he's only obligated to be Chosea 50%. He's only obligated to be Chosea 50%. So the question is this. But the reason is why he's only obligated to spend 50% of the expenses is because it just happens that the Shimon is also a mazik of Ezekiel. But suppose Shimon wouldn't be a mazik of Ezekiel, suppose Shimon would be blind. So then Ruvain would be mechuyev to spend 100% of all the expenses. So that means that potentially Ruvain is mechuyev to spend all the money that is. Only spend the money. So in Mele, the Havamin of the Machin assumed that it's considered as a case of Zenene Vizalechosa. So then the Gemara gives the Teretz, Shano Osom, the Adboram Tolo Yekifi Yiseyer. The Adboram Tolo Yekifi Yiseyer. So the question is, what does the Talmud say? The Talmud says that even though the potential obligation of Reuven is to spend the 100% of the expenses. So, but since actually he is only obligated to spend 50% of the expenses, so mainly it's considered Zenene Mizachosea, or even the Tarzan agrees with the premise of the Makshi, that since potentially and essentially the obligation is incumbent upon Ruvain to pay all the 100% of the expenses, but because Shimon happens to be mazik, just like Ruvain, so Mimele acquires his schus of the Shimon should share with Ruvain's expenses. So Mimele, it's considered on account of the actual schus that Ruvain acquires, the Shimon should share with him in the expenses of the mechitzes. So maybe it's considered Zenene Mizachosa. Or, no, in the Tarzan agrees that as far as the Hanoye that is accorded to the Niki by giving him protection against the Ezekriye from Ruvain is concerned, so it should be considered as Zenene Mizachosa. As Zenene Mizachosa. But there is another protection that Shimon gets. He gets protection as a result of the mechitzes that Ruvain set up between himself and Shimon. So Shimon gets protection from the Shem Beregel of the behemoth of the Mishus Rabbi, because the Ruvain the chitzen is open to the Mishus Rabbi. So as long as there were no mechitzes between Ruvain's lot and Shimon's lot, so Shimon was exposed to the possibility of the behemoths coming, trespassing on Ruvain's lot, and from Ruvain's lot, they were able to get to trespass on his lot. Now that Ruvain set up a mechitze between his lot and Shimon's lot, his kavanah was to protect himself against the Ezekriye of Shimon. But agavuche, Shimon gets protection, derives a benefit. Shimon derives a benefit from the chamber ego, he gets protection against the chamber ego of the Rishis Rabin, because now that they are mechitzes between Ubin's lot and Shimon's lot, so the behemoths that will trespass on Ubin's lot will not be able to trespass on Shimon's lot. So the Gemara is, so when the Talmud says that he is chayev, so it's because of this, it's because of the Zenehenev is a choser of the Shemir Ego, not because of the Zenehenev is a choser of the protection from the Hezekiah of Ruben. And that's how it's mashma, that the Ramban on the spirit of honor. So he says, V'im te'imam t'shiyoch l'imam, hoyo v'yidam v'isal akto hezek m'mcho, e'n izok p'ucho, v'im t'nei sh'an m'nei v'edek v'yisecho sh'o yisum azik eisik bo, ala mazik v'arach esatz mei, elo, so m'meile, even according to maskona v'yivor, even according to the talsi, it should not be considered zeren in the chosya, because true Reuben has a chisong, but Reuben's chisong, the chisong that Reuben has, is a chisong that he's obligated to sustain. Suppose Shimon would be blind, so then he would be obligated to pay all the 100% of the expenses. It happens that Shimon is not blind. So, but essentially, Reuben is mechuyev to pay all the expenses in the world in order to protect Shimon and Isaac against this Isaac. It happens that he is also a victim of the same kind of Isaac. But essentially, he has an obligation. On a theoretical level, Reuben has an obligation to pay 100% of the expenses in order to remove Hezekiah from Shimon. So melee, it's not to be considered as Zenenev Zechoseah. And the reason is why the Talmud says that it's a case of Zenenev Zechoseah because of the other protection that Shimon gets from the Hezek of the Shemir Ego, of the behemoths of the Rishus Rabbi. So, because of that, as far as that Hanoi is concerned, so it's a Hanoi that involves a Chisom. Because after all, Reuben is not mechuyev to protect Shimon, the Nikev, against the Hezekim of the Shemir Ego by the behemoths of the Rishus Rabbi. And he did give him protection. So the Mele, he gave him protection, and he sustained the Chisom. Because of the Kefi Yisera, because he sustained his own, so Mimele, Shimon has to pay on the score of the Hanoye that he gets by the protection against the Shemir Ego of the Behemoth, but not because of the Hanoye, on account of the protection he gets, that he's not exposed to the Hezekiah by Reuben. Because as far as the benefit he gets by not being exposed to the decree of Reuben, so that Anoye is a Anoye of Zenenev Zechoseah. True, he had a chisom, but theoretically, he's obligated to spend all the money in the world in order that he shouldn't be Mazik Shimon. It happens that Shimon is also Mazik him, so in Mele, he would be entitled to 50%. But this is just a coincidence. But theoretically, Reuben is obligated to spend the 100% of the expenses in order that he shouldn't be mazik with his Hezekiah. He shouldn't be mazik Shimon the Hezekiah. So maybe even according to the talks of the Gemara, it wouldn't be a case of Zenenev Zechoseah. But the Gemara says it's a case of Zenenev Zechoseah on account of the Hanoi and the benefit he derives from the fact that Shimon is protected against the trespassing by the Shemir Ego of the behemoths of Rishis Rab. So, as in regard to that Hanoi, it's a Hanoi of Zenenev Zechoseah. Elo mishum shano sei mitirazeh mishemir ego shal Rishis Rabi hushikor is Zenenev Zechoseah. In Cain, מהו זה שאומרו, עד כה רמתו לי, הקיף לי סיילה? הוא יורא אימא, עד כה רמתו לי, ועובד ההקיף שנועד ומידר, לדובר לחוצה ולכאן לעד, וכי לא עושו, so, על דעה שאיך מהשוטים שעושו מחיצה לחוצה, שבחי מסחבר וישר למדע בעמיש, שיתכזה נהנה זו לחוצה, עובד נהנה בחוצה הוא, וכגים דהי, בין אתה בא לרמלה, ולסבוק נזכה, מנה ישלוחו של ידי יובד. voi e ich hab achi barab mit kann gesehen in no agodit der wie geht so abonnen ich ja hol immer rein ihr wollt da kann mit khilo in sie mit kann gesehen so now ist eine kasche why did he say that that heavy cold in the tower at the very outset then he could be keeping to sharing the expenses but since he built it and then he called into the tower so then he cannot collect payment on the basis of his chuskli why not well the answer is the Balamoya holds that Shimon can say had you called me had you Reuben called me to the tower before I would have prevailed upon you that that we should pay we should build a lesser mechitzah a cheaper mechitzah What would you say that the Balamoyer applies this mishnah from Akivus Chaverei to a case where the minhag of the Bnei Bikor is to build a geder of kamin, not of gobin. So then the question arises, so why does Rabbi Yisi say that, why does Rabbuna say that according to Rabbi Yisi, he has to share in the expenses of the geder of gobin, if the minhag is only to build a geder of kamin, so why should he have to pay the half 50% of the expenses involved in the geder in the case of gobin? ומי מהנה, הוא המיניק שלא היה בביקורים, שעושים סתם משנס, הסתם, and then he says something else, the משנה doesn't say that it has reference to a case of walking שלא היה משלו in there. So the משמועי סלושנו, the משנה is, it has reference to a סתם ביקור. ומשעושים סתם משנס, הסתם ביקור של walking שלא היה משלו in there, וכן הם הביאו כל המפורשים, ועל דרך אחת. Now the Rambam starts to explain the משנה according to his משנה. ועל דרך אחת, סביקו שעל גדר החיצה, שבשרדו לי מעקיף נאמרו הדבור, שעומד מעקיף וקודם ניסה לתמולו ורגלו הרב, ונמצא זה נהנה ושלוי, והוא חוסר, שעלו גורם לי עקיף, ניסי רטווי, משימו יסולי שלוי, זה מסעצר ריצופי, because it increases the perimeter. In other words, like faces, the Rambam explains the Mishnah the way faces in Bobakami explains it. ולפירו שנינו בגדר שעון כל השולש, אין חייביסים של דמר יראי, ויראי בסיסוי שחביר השיוליתה, ואינות אשר יושוס, שאין דין כמה עוד אומרי צריך בסוד יצור ונאיתו. I ask you to go over and ignore in השאר, that could be. So then, Rav says one thing, and Shmuel says another thing, and Gemara says there is no machlekin between Rav and Shmuel. But one has reference, one Amira has reference to a sod eshein asu yomita, and one Amira has reference to a sod asu yom. So in other words, hayere vizich sod echavere shoroi roshus. If it's a sod eshein asu yomita, where the Balasodeh is not likely, is not destined to make the tears, but then somebody else, a trespasser, was here at Vesichsadeh, Ruben, was here at Vesichsadeh Shimen, and he planted the trees. There is an improvement. The value of the land of the Sodeh is more now, as a result of the plantation that he made, that Ruben made, of the trees. So, if the Sodeh of Shimen is in Asriolita, so then, it's Yodel Tachten. Im Ashvach Yeser La'itzio, so then he gets the Yitzio. If the Yitzio is Yeser La'ashvach, then Reuben gets the Shvach. Whatever is less. It's Yodel Tachten. But Shimon still has to pay, because after all, he divides the benefit. So the Mele has to pay. But if it's Yisod HaShein HaShem Yodita, so Shimon has to pay the lesser amount. If the Shvach is yes al Aitzio? Let's say, suppose the expenses involved in planting the tree is $25. But the Shvach, the increment in the value of the Sade as a result of the tree is $50. So the Aitzio is $25. And the increment, the Shvach, is $50. So in such a case, Shimon has to pay Reuben the lesser, $25. Suppose that the expenses is more than the increment, so then he pays the Shvach. So he pays the Shvach. So that's the halacha by Sode Shein Asu Yomita. So here Mr. Shona Chavir of Yeshus is entitled to compensation. But it's Yolo Tachteno. Suppose it's Yisoda Suyomita, if that person, Shimon, is destined to plant these trees anyway, but Rubin was a trespasser. He didn't show him the shoes. So then it's Yode Alayeno ending Kamo, Odom, Reitze Lite, Lita Shonesu. So in other words, so then we appraise how much is an owner of the field who wants to plant trees, how much would he pay to a licensed shasha, plant of trees. So if, let's say, if he would have to pay to a licensed shasher, let's say $70, so then he has to pay $70. That's the difference between Soda Suyomita, Soichoda Alieno, Indi, Kamo, Odom Reitelite, and if it's Soda Sheina Suyomita, so then it's Yoda Tachteno. If Ashvach is a Laitzio, he pays the Itzio. If the Itzio is Itzio Ashvach, so he pays the Shvach. So the Ramban says as well. Now, then the Gemara The Gemara in Bom Metzia says that if someone is here, Besechsona Chavere, Shaloim Rashus, Shaloim Rashus, Ruben is here, Besechsona Chavere, Shaloim Rashus, and the planter then says to Shimon, Ruben says to Shimon, Iti I am naked, I planted the tree, so Mimele, I want to pluck it out. So there is a machlekes in the Gemara where the Shemelei, if the Niteya says, Nitiya yam neitin. So it's a machlekes in the Gemara as to whether Shemelei or in Shemelei. And the Gemara passes that the Bayi Shemelei, we saw the in Shemelei. In other words, the Bayi is there is no harm, damage done to the Bayis if he uproots the improvement that he built in the Bayis. Some in Melee, Chainway at all, he built it. So he has a right. He has a right to remove it. He has a right to remove it. Let's say, suppose someone installed a certain raining pipe to the roof, to somebody else's house. And Shimon, the owner of the house, refuses to pay the money that Ruvain demands of him for installing a rain pipe, to the house. So then Ruvain says, you don't want to give me $100? I spent a lot of work, then I am removing the pipe. So the halacha is Shimon. But besode, if let's say somebody planted trees, and then he says to the Baal HaSodeh, you don't give me the price that I want, so then I'm uprooting the trees in Shemelei, which should cash it out, because then he'll do damage to the whole field. So that means that the one who made the Shvach is really entitled to remove the Shvach, because he built it, it's his. But if it will involve damage to the Sodeh, then he's not allowed to be mad at the Sodeh. But where there is no damage to the property, so then it changed. So it changed. So that the Gemara says. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Kohen and the Rif, in that sugya, the Rif in Del Tasher mentions the shita of Rabbi Kohen and his own shita. So Rabbi Kohen says that we only say Shemelei if the one who made the Shvach, the Niteya, the Beine, was says Niteya Yisayan Niteya. But if the Baal HaSodeh, the Baal HaBayis, says, is ancient. And the Rib says that just as we pass that where the Beine, the Niteya, says, so the same thing if the Baal HaSodeh says to the Beine, to Itzaychov Avelecho is also Shemelei. That's the sheet of the Rib. There is a machlekes. I forgot to tell you. I mean, you should go over the Rif at the end of Asheya, to where he mentioned the sheet of Rabbi Goyen. So Rabbi Goyen says that we only Shemelei if the Beine, the Niteya, says Eitzai Vavonam Neitel. But if the Balasoter or the Balabais says to the Beine, to the Niteya, Eitzchov Avonam Neitel, so in Shemelei. And the Rif says that just the Shemalei, when the Beit and the Teah says Eitz Avonah and Nitzel, so the Balasod and the Balabai says Eitz Avonah, Tul and Eitz Chol Avonah, or it's also Shemalei. Now, this is how he explains. ופירו שיש נירו בגלל השויש מחי ונעשה מפני שהוא די לא ירד בסרסון אחד ויש הסוי הוליטה ולא תושר לי בשוס סויציו יודע על ינו שאין בין כמה עוד אמרי צריך להתמיסוד עזור לנאיתו שחיד משל זה נהנה והוא חוסר חבר לי קודם אחר תראה איך מה שהוא גודל שניהם משאום לי ואין יפות למה רואים בגמור מה הוא אמר רק מה שגודל שסתם סולה סוי הוליטה דעיות וישום לי ויודע על ינו ונדוח לי מלא תוליצחו ואבינחו Divadai Nichale. So in other words, he agrees that the Rabban agrees with the Shitel, the Rif. In other words, the Nikev, he is the Balasot. And who is the one who made the Shvach? The Makir. He set up together. So it's a protected Sodom now. It's not an unprotected Sodom the way it was before. So he put up his shvach underneath his rounds. So the melee now. So the Rabban Shita is like the Rif. That. But here this is sort of having a shalit mashus. So just as the Niteya can say it's a Rabbanan Niteya. So the Balasode can say to the Niteya, to the Vene, to Nitzach of Avonah. But even according to the Rif, that the Balasod can say to Nitzecho Vavonecho, so it's only in the case of Isode She'ino Asu Yomita. So then the contrary, the Balasod can say to the Beine, to the Niteya, to Nitzecho Vavonecho, but in the case of Isode She'ino Asu, in the case of Isode Asu Yomita, so then it is just as if the Balasod had told the Niteya. So, I told the Niteya, you make an improvement upon my land, and I'll pay. So then, and then the Niteya made an improvement, and the Niteya would demand compensation. Will the Basode be able to tell the Niteya, take away all your stones and all your wood? I'm not interested in it. If he had already given the approval, if he already indicated to the Niteya that the Niteya can go ahead and make an improvement on his grounds, then the Rif would be made it, that the Balasode or the Balabais cannot tell the Bein and the Niteya to Nitzecho Vavonecho. So when does the Rif say that the Balasode can tell the Niteya, the Beneya, to Nitzecho Vavonecho, that is only in the case of Sode Sheina Asuyomita, but not in the case of Isode Kwasuyomita? So the mail he says as follows. Ufi Hashem b'gal Hashem Yishin Chayim Yisim Tishadam Eni Yisus Rabbi Yishar Asu Yomita Vinot Hashem Yishus Shein Vika Vod Omreitza Vinot Yisur Eneito Shechim Shezenen Vuhu Choseh Havu Yikon Bacher Lech Mashu Godal Shem Nishan Lei Vani Pukida Moroi Vigmore Ma Rom Rakul Mashu Godal Shem Sam Son Asu Yomita Vea Yoki Vishom Rui Yoda Al Yeino Vini Yoke Lei Vav Tito Etzech Vav Nechol Divadu Yichale The Rif wouldn't say that in the case of Isode Asu Yomita, that the Balasode or the Balabais can say, to Nitzecho Vavonecho, because if it's Asode Asu Yomita, so it's considered as if he had given him rishus to make the improvement. So then the Balabais cannot say to the worker, all right, take out the pipe that you installed, that you attached to my roof. I'm not interested in that, because if it's Isode Asu Yomita, so it's considered as if he had given his approval to the Bein and to the Niteya. So the Melee, he considers it as a Sode or Asu or Mita. Shechim shezen ene vuchoser alo lachim lulech mashu godar shem shalwe. Vayne kuf nam roi yevi more. Ma ro ma hakuf mashu godar. Shestam Sode Asu or Mita lo yofe. Vishom lo yoda o yeno. Vini yochalei malei tu yitzach lave necho. Divane nichalei. Uma ro ma vnikamim bizoi. Uta nikamim vniture. Kosova stam Sode ino Asu or Mita pinye. אלו משם מהם, או אם יגד הקאמים, שגודו מהם כשמי צייס אל מזהיר, ואבו נראה בסוד השאין נעשו לו מיטה, שאם רוצו, אין לו איתו מצחו ואבינכו, כי דברי רבינו. So here Barab says that it's only Asu Yomita, would be coming. So the neighbor that he has to pay. But the Talikami, so Rabisi says that he only has to pay the Kami. And the Talikami says no, that it's only Asuyo with a Adam Tira Mizuze. So the Mele it's not also for any Mechitze. If it's not also for any Mechitze, so the Mele, he can tell him, I'm not interested in this Geder. If you want, you can remove the Geder, the Mechitze. Who is interested in the Geder? So, but he still gets a minimum protection he gets, because he won't have to hire a watcher. So that is that amount he has to pay. He said, to give Rabbeinu Zal, he means the reed. You can't even watch your harvest little shalay. Vim lab me shalom lay. Zed me akani. We are shame me. Shall we kahu a seal? But Roma Nikan Bird of Bees, the beginning of Nicola Dite Nikolay, and in shalom the kani. With the Shiokhlema, the Zoy Shalahas, and Yochel Ami, who are the Hulu. Vivo Yomokich and Lago, Vita Vien, or Yochel Limoho, or Yochelema Limoha, and you are at the point Vita Ventai, then don't make it same in the unbasic room. I will be Stampico, Kim Shalinoa, go in shame lay. Shemoem lech wik der bitayim, v'inene bechitze, sha'olima. Then, he explains, v'olso ha'shmu okeg, v'chad mishne lechie barav, v'meke tukter kvishenu, shenu, shlishis, lav v'kom dine roda dine shaykhe, el tarekam esol akig, shol nishol in goda, ulu pil shol chaber in yach, lav adayte, v'nisane mine chav, lo abad mikore, v'u yal menaz, v'lishkum eikum, v'chai kav, v'zen, 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 ולדומו יוסף של חברי לו בין עדו עושום, עדיין כל שטל מובד. רבי יסי סובה, חיינענו עם אוכל מידי, ועדיין כל תווי בונו, אל מי סובה, ונחי ופיוס עם השקה, יחיחות את ומפץ עליי, הודה הודה מידי. So he explains the Russian Gemara, that the Kami holds that he only has to pay for the fourth Mechitze, and for the three Mechitze is not. Ramoy explains it on the basis of Komdine. He says not on the basis of Komdine. But the business why the Kami says he doesn't have to pay for the first three mechitzes, because since in Tishrei he only built three mechitzes, so there is an undenet that the Kami holds that at the time when Reuven built three and three sides mechitzes, he did not intend that Shimon should reimburse him, because if he had intended that Shimon should reimburse him, so then he would have built mechitzes on all the four sides, because it only knows that, but he doesn't accord any benefit to Shimon by building mechitzes just on three sides. So since he only built mechitzes on three sides and let the side to the Rishus HaRabim exposed, so the Melech, that's a raya, that his intention was not to charge Shimon. So in other words, he did it gratuitously. I mean, of course not gratuitously, he was not interested in giving the benefit. But to Shimon. He was interested in protecting himself, but he did not intend to charge Shimon. So the Melech, there was the Chile. So Shimon doesn't have to pay. And Rabbi Yehesi says, no, even though in Tishrei he only built three mechitzes, but he still, we presume, that he still intended to charge him. So the Melech, Shimon has to pay for all the three mechitzes, not only for the prophet. This is how the Ramban. Now, for Tuesday, so you go over again, I mean, certain portion I omitted because you'll be able to go over it yourself, and it's late, and then you go over the Chidush Ramban and Al Sugya. The Chidush Ramban and Al Sugya, and you go over the Riv, and the Sugya of Hayyem, Zasot Chavir, Shon Vashus, Ibn Mutsir, and Asher. And the Riv and the Balamoya